Okay, shalom everyone. Shalom, welcome to the Mom Members Meeting. And, good to see everybody. And everyone sounds happy and ready to be involved, which is good. Eunice has recently moved to a new city in Turkey, and he doesn't actually have electricity yet, let alone the internet. So he won't be able to join us this month, but hopefully soon.
Actually, he was the moderator tonight, this month, Monday.
Right, but even a moderator without electricity is...
No moderator, huh?
No moderator at all.
Brutal. What's a moderator without electricity?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think once everything gets going, it will be a good move, Tara. But things are still getting worked out. Okay, well, let's all... Tahira got us pretty ready and calm, mm-hmm. But let's all close our eyes again just for a moment. And breathe deeply and focus on God. And let's make this a great meeting. Salam.
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 Remember, this meeting is to create a rapport between us members. So let's begin rapport creating. How's everyone doing?
Very rapportive.
That's good.
And we have Rappaport here, so we should be just fine.
Right. True. How's this month been since the feast? Good?
Incredible.
Good.
Yes. Incredible. The feast carried such high energies to give us that lift, give us them to stay on that lift.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But I'm going through withdrawal, not from the feast. But I'm going through withdrawal because I really miss the other Pal Talk rooms all being up at one time.
That's called, well, the spirit is there, but the resources are too few. And also, it really is like the social networks can give us so much more at this point than Pal Talk can. That it's almost like we reduce it there in order to push everybody to go more towards the social networks because you know, Pal Talk was great for the time that it lasted, but when something goes, we got to move on. So.
Yeah, and you guys have pushed me to tutor with Tahara, so that's what
mm-hmm. Yeah, that is good. Are the social networks going well with everybody? Anybody have any problems, or how's everything going, Tahira? Good?
Well, it's still a learning process, you know. I mean, there's so many social networks and so many different ways to and varieties that they operate.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Each social network in some ways is going to be like relearning everything. Some things are similar, but some things are very different. So,
that's right. So I'm still learning too.
My tray, I think the mic is a little close, too close to your mouth.
Is it?
Yeah, and
a little bit loud.
Anandama also.
Is it loud? Oh, okay.
Well, we can hear you breathing. If we can hear you breathing, it's a little too close, I think.
Maybe if I don't breathe, then I'm not going to stop.
No, it's very nice.
I guess that is a choice. Move the mic away or stop breathing, whichever one
you want. You got shoes. Do you want me to stop breathing?
No.
We need you here.
I can't do that.
That was one of those crazy stories about Baba. They said that one month he said, well, like a month after he started in Andamarca, he said, well, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm going to leave my body. And they all started like massaging his feet and slapping him and stuff and be like, don't leave, you know, you can't leave. and then the disciple was like, you have to promise me you're not going to leave for 50 years. And Baba was like, okay. Yeah.
that's so funny. You know, EJ all the time will say, oh, I just need to die. And like I'm like, well, honey, that's okay, you know? You know, that's just part of living. You know what I mean? Yeah. What are we supposed to say?
Yeah, totally.
That is not what she wants the reaction to be.
I know, but I'm sorry. What can I say? I mean, I'm ready to die too, you know?
Yeah, my friends thought I was pretty heartless. I remember that. They were like, would you donate a kidney to your parents? And I was like, well, no, not really. I mean, they're I feel like my young body has a lot more use for it. They'll just be reincarnated. They're like, oh, that's horrible. How dare you?
But it's true. It's just true. Oh, my golly.
It doesn't mean I don't love them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They are the case of diminishing return, huh?
For sure. Sure. We're pretty lucky that we know that. We know this information.
That's a very, very big thing that most people run away from, that we don't have to, you know.
True. Mm-hmm. That is true.
So is there anything else anyone else wants to say about anything? Anything interesting going on in your lives? Any projects? Reactions? How was the news brief?
Fantastic.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. You know, Tahara sent me an email that I haven't answered yet, and it was about Rio Rancho, and I thought that was pretty interesting. It was saying that the Albuquerque area has been around for 300 years. Is that what you were questioning, Tahara?
Yes.
About the email about Albuquerque?
Right.
That it's been around for 300 years. Is that what you were wondering?
Yeah, I thought it was more than 300 years.
Yeah, but it's not part of America, though.
Wait, Rio Rancho or New Mexico? What exactly?
New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's it. It wasn't part of the United States.
That's right. It was part of Mexico.
That's fascinating. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We just looked this up a little while ago.
I think United States bought it from Mexico. Around 80, 90 years ago.
How long ago?
When we moved here, they said 75. So we moved here 1980. It should be probably around 100 years ago.
Oh. Hmm.
So that's not very long. That's interesting.
No. It was officially admitted, or the territory was officially accepted, or not accepted. Actually won in a battle. America fought Mexico, and then after that, Mexico gave the territory to America. And then it became, and it was part of the frontier for a while, and then it became a state in 1912. So
that's very interesting.
So that's why it's called New Mexico, right?
Yes, exactly.
So yes.
Like New Jerusalem.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, the new is corrected. That's good. That's a good one.
That's great.
There's a shirt that I've seen online, which is like, you know, come live in New Mexico. It's cleaner than old Mexico or something stupid like that.
It's interesting how many people know about the Native American prophecies that this area is a very safe area. It's fascinating. I come across a lot of patients from all different backgrounds who know this. And I think for a while, it seemed like the market, the down market of the housing market, did not affect New Mexico, but just recently I think it has now. It's here. It took a while.
But I think in general we've been affected a lot less than other places.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so.
Especially the larger cities.
Because we are not as saturated in the business.
Mm-hmm. And in land, we have so much land available. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of opportunity.
Land, awesome.
So anything else? What did you guys think of the questions that Maitreya answered? Did anybody feel like they got questions answered that they didn't know about, maybe? Or that they had those questions? Or how about Athena's article? Any thoughts or comments on that?
Maybe we should have a quiz in this meeting.
See.
Did anybody read the news brief or not?
I did.
And then answer the questions, what was in it.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the questions. I remember there was a lot of questions about various mystical topics, and I can't pull up some of it, but I can see it in my mind. And then the thing about Athena, I know really well, of course, about the flu shots and all. So, you know, and that does make sense for people that want to get those flu shots. There are a lot of people I've talked to, too, that get sick from the flu shots, and I have. So I actually choose not to get one.
So what was the question five?
Oh my God!
I was gonna say, all right, Kyosha, order the announcements. What was first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth?
Do you mind putting it up on the screen, please?
Boy, I should learn to keep my mouth shut, shouldn't I? I don't know if I'll ever learn that lesson. No, but it was good. It was good.
I think we have to go back and reread it periodically.
There we go. Yay.
Would you ask the fifth question, Maitreya?
Yeah. It was just top of my top of my head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so much about the contacting of spirits and that stuff, and just all the different kind of mystical things that he was talking about, asking about.
Well, our teaching is too simple for intellectual to be attracted to. They want something complicated. So they're having a hard time to admit only there is one God. They want to have a lot of different things, but not mention only one God. So,
you know, you come across Christians and they say there's only one God, but it doesn't include the Islam side of it.
I don't know how that happens. How
I know.
Can that be, you know?
I know.
There's one God. How can be there is so many religion.
A lot of people have problems like that. There's a guy I work with at the farm that he's obsessed with becoming one with nature, and like he always thanks the plants and the animals and the sky and the wind and stuff, and he even thanks the creator, but he doesn't believe in God.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It's fascinating. Just, he doesn't really know, you know, what he believes.
Right.
You're telling Creator is called God.
Yeah, I know. No, he says, like, I'm not really sure if there is a Creator, but I might as well thank him in case there is one. Basically.
The good about that teaching is, you know, the Creator talked to Abraham, and promised so many things and fulfilled them. Therefore, there is a Creator, for sure.
Did you all hear about that one of the Chilean miners, when he came out, and he said, he was ecstatic about being out, and he said, down there I met God, and I also met the devil, and I found out that the devil and God are one.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. I told that to some Christian patients, and they were shocked. They were appalled. They were like, that was a terrible thing to realize. And so we had to change the subject.
Well, the only thing you have really to do with the devil is to make him remember that he was a part of God.
Mm. Actually, Mama, you could use the mission as a pretty good tool for your work. Like, if you're having EEG on somebody that you want to, like, rile up so they have the seizures or something. Find out what religion they are and just start talking
That's
about the other
so
stuff.
That's so funny. That's so funny. That's such a good idea. That's a great idea. Again, what's so neat about the mission is if a Muslim comes in, we can talk about that, and if a Christian comes in, we can, and the Hindu come in, and we can talk about that, and, mm-hmm. and we can relate to any of them.
Actually, there are multiple people that have said, like, I know you were an economics major, but really, you sound more like a religious studies major. that's really what we know about. It's not really the economics, you know.
Right. But even that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think people put so much importance on the words, you know, all the words that are created in the world, in the universe, that we use. That's our way of communication. But I always wonder, what if there were no words, you know, and we lived in silence, and, you know, how would people react to one another, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That just...
We may eventually find out if we ever get our telepathic powers back. Like, that was the purpose of language, was to separate and scatter people.
Mm-hmm.
So, it does a very good job, no question.
It scatters people.
Like with the animals, can't talk, but they look. You look at your animal, or they look at you, and, you know, the eyes are the windows of the soul, right? So if you looked at everybody the way the animals, or you look at your animals with that soulful contact without judging, you know, because of words and I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture of a dog with beautiful eyes on.
But you had to use words to explain it to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty intellectual.
or we saw a show about the elephants. They don't use words, but yet they care for each other, and they greet each other, and they miss each other, and beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Right.
Well, Maitreya has said that, like you know, the crocodile hunter. And there are similar types of people for, like, spiders and stuff. They just love those animals.
Mm.
And it seems like they never get hurt. And Maitreya said that, you know, probably, like, their energy is in a way that the animals can sense that they mean no harm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
sure.
Right.
They have
absolutely
complete love. There's no division anywhere. They just, you know, the animals feel that. They feel a person's love. I feel in the way that they do. It's so strong.
Mm-hmm. And even the crocodile hunter's death, I think the consensus is that it was an accident. The stingray didn't even mean to do that. It just it was.
No.
Yeah. Interesting. There was I told my family the story, but at this farm that I'm working at now, we have 1,000 baby chickens. And there was one chick whose beak was bent, like half of it was in the wrong place. It was a birth defect. So he was stunted, his growth was stunted because he couldn't eat as well as the others. But, and so he always got picked on by all the other birds because they were a lot bigger than him. But he was a smart guy. So whenever we went into the cage, he would immediately run over and stand on our foot because he knew that he wouldn't attack as long as we were like the big guys in the room.
Aww.
And it's such amazing evolution. Like, he had to be smarter to figure out how to not be killed because he was so stunned. So yeah, the moment you came in, he would run over and basically use you for protection, hide behind your foot and stuff, and then you'd leave, and the moment you came back, he'd be back. And it's fun. Yeah.
Even the people we criticize, we don't hate them. We hate their actions. It's not that, you know, there is no love for them.
That's true. You see beyond.
So, what else do we have to talk about? Hasn't anyone had any burning topics over the month where they thought, huh, I really wish I could talk to somebody in the mission about that, discuss it? Nothing?
The others can go to the website and find out the answer.
Yes. And that's what we do.
Well, I think that's what everybody normally does. That's what I do too. Sometimes I think if I have a question, then I let me find it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was thinking today about how did we get to this point where we're separated into countries? It just is so unnatural. How did that happen? I mean, if you really look at it, it's just so unnatural that we have all these separations by country. You know, where did that come from? Why?
If you ask my husband that question, he would say greed.
Yeah, greed. Probably. Greed. Probably you're right. Probably you're right. Yeah. Yeah. This is mine, and this is my section, and this is my land, and and it's just so, and to even get people to consider that that's just not a natural state of affairs is pretty, pretty amazing, pretty impossible almost.
Natural state of affairs, get it? You're so clever, Molly.
State of affairs, yeah, no.
And who has greed?
Ego.
Attachment.
Actually, if everyone did have their physiological and safety needs taken care of, then that greed would not be, you know, encouraged.
Right. Thus the eternal divine path. Communities of light.
No, the question is if we can change humanity not to have greed.
Well, I suspect on a very basic physical level, if people are given nutritional food, and that honestly, that greed for more food will not be there. You know, if they're from very young, if they're nutritionally healthy. That's just on one small level.
Right, because the food that's not really nutritional just doesn't satisfy, so they're always hungry. But when you're eating the farm fresh local food, the really good food, it's a whole different feeling. Or if you're juicing and getting those nutrients. Recently, I've been taking chlorella. Because I had mercury toxicity, and so to replace the nutrients, I was taking chlorella, and boy, it's so satisfying to my body. It's amazing.
And also on a psychological level, a lot of people replace the feeling of wanting companionship or real relationships with material things instead. Wanting a lot of things.
Now, let's imagine if everybody had their physiological and safety needs taken care of and they had no fear that ever it's going to be diminished. Would they still have ego?
Yes.
Yes. But that's because we still need community based on God and the eternal divine path. That's the only way to, of course, to get rid of the ego.
And to have a goal, to really know what life is about.
Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, actually. It's an all... Oh, go ahead.
No, go.
You go.
What is the big deal?
I was going to say, I don't know, like Maitreya, in a satsang you've said that you know, when you're a kid, you sort of go through life over the course of your lifetime trying to get each thing that you think will make you happy, and then none of it does, so eventually you turn to God, basically. And I've noticed that in so many people that they go through all of those things and none of them make them happy, but then they don't have that next step. Do you know what I mean? So they sort of kind of implode on themselves like a warp star or something, and end up, I don't know, something happens to them, like they lose it. It happens in like musicians, it happens to a lot of my friends' parents, and like leaders of organizations. I don't know, just
because they're not high souls. They don't learn the lesson. They understand this is not satisfying, but they do not see what is satisfying. Mm-hmm. So that's why, instead of they eventually say, okay, these are not satisfying, and maybe there is deeper thing in me that should be satisfied, they either become disillusioned or they go to a new thing that they think is going to satisfy them, and that it doesn't. And some people never realize that this external world is not going to satisfy them no matter how much they have. And the person who does understand eventually that it's not satisfying, they have to go deeper within to understand and become satisfied, the rare. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I'm not, I, yeah, absolutely.
But there are even people like Melinda and Bill Gates that they apparently are not very attached to their wealth, and they are trying to help people, but they don't have a goal. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't really know really how to help the world in the best way.
Those are called the ones that culturally influence so deeply that they can go beyond their own culture and upbringing, and therefore they are stuck as much as the person who desires to have more and more and more. They can go beyond what they think is best for everyone. Hmm. And it's not always best for everyone what you think is best.
Right. Although they have learned, you know, and are now spreading throughout all of their social circles that circumcision reduces the chance of AIDS by 60%. So
that's eventually.
Yes, yes.
Also, they went to Africa, and African eventually said, "No, thank you for your help."
Yeah, isn't that wild?
You know, yeah, we know better than you what you're doing.
Yeah, that's just fascinating.
They're like reversing everything. So, like, I saw this talk by Melinda Gates. It's another TED Talk, and it's just like you said, like they went in thinking that the best way to help people was to, like, you know, create toilets and give them like seeds and stuff, right? And then the people rejected the seeds and they don't use the toilets and stuff. But then somebody said, "Hey, why don't you try to circumcise these people? It helps." And they said, "Who the heck is gonna volunteer to be circumcised?" They didn't think it was feasible. And it's actually one of their most successful projects. So it's like the opposite of everything that they expected.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There was an article in Care 2 about circumcision, and most of the people were against circumcision. So I was able to, at that time, share a little bit about the view of the mission and post the website. So just because, you know, it just makes sense what Maitreya has in tow regarding that.
Yep. There are a lot of people that say things that just aren't true because, I don't know. So they say, oh, pork is clean now. It's not true. You know, it just isn't. No matter how many times you say it. Or circumcision is not cleanly, like not any more cleanly. It's just not true. Sorry.
Talking about the Care 2 and these other social networks, one suggestion I was would like to make is that if you take as many friends as you can, you know, request friends on Twitter and Care 2, and try to get a lot of friends, because the more friends you have, the more our website, the mission information will be spread out. So even if you don't agree, or you say you read your bio and you don't agree with it, it doesn't matter, you know, unless it's something, you know, specific, but that you, it's not that you don't want to be a part of. But I would just say keep making friends and expanding as far as you can. Also, that the Care 2 is, I mean, that's an absolute incredible website, because they have so many topics and so many areas that you can go in. I mean, I've posted things, I'm sure we've all posted things, you don't even know where they're posted. They just put them out there. And it's just another way. Also on Twitter, you know, just accrue, you know, many friends and see if they follow you, and you can just go on and on from all the networks. So I just wanted to bring that up also while we're speaking here. If anyone has more comments on that.
Yeah, Tahir is absolutely right. Yeah.
Actually, if each person decides to become proficient in one of the networks, and he or she become the spokesman or the expert in that one network, then after a while, you know, we can always refer people for that network to him or her, and Tahir can coordinate between all the people they working in different network, and know who is best in what, and so she doesn't have to learn all of them, but each learn one or two very well and know how to work with it, and we're gonna have a group that can be very proficient in networking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a reason the assembly line became so popular, you know, in industry. Like, we can even use that idea. The fact is that it's more efficient and more powerful to have each person becoming expert and really good at one thing than to ask one person to do a lot of stuff. And not to the extent where it loses all spirit and becomes completely a burden. That's where they took it too far. But it's much easier. That's why I suggested that everyone should become, like, Care 2 is almost like a couple social networks put together. That's why I thought that if everybody could just become expert at one part of that network, then we could get it going. But for normal networks, what Maitreya said is exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what I find, too, sometimes, like in the mornings after the readings, it's a perfect time just to go ahead and pick up something there and post right away on Twitter, on Care 2, on Google, on the ones that you are working on, and make it like a daily process, you know, if you can. It seems to work at that time, because not only are you still in the energies of the mission, you know, right at that time in the morning after the reading and reminder, I think that sort of inspires you to be creative with what you want to post, where you want to take it, where you want to put it. But it's so easy nowadays. I mean, I can't get over how easy it is. You just click on that share, and they're all up there. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing. just amazes me and makes me very happy.
That's what we didn't need the pal talk anymore as much.
That's true.
We can share everywhere with, you know, with people.
That's true.
And also, that is also my policy. Anybody ask me to become my friend, I say, sure.
Right.
Also, I even don't know who they are or what right. they are. Sometimes even I don't like what they put in my page, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
When I put something in our page, it goes everywhere.
Right. That's
Actually, another good thing about what Tahira just recommended about posting something every day at the same time, like if you have people that are interested in what you're posting and they realize that you post something every day, then they'll start, you know, expecting that, looking forward to it, and it'll build up a routine. That's,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's just like we always send out our news brief on the 10th, so people are know to expect it on the 10th. And if you post something every day at a certain time, people will know to expect it.
And also what's fun also is to just do like a potpourri of posting. Like I said, again, on Care 2, it must be my favorite, I think. Because, you know, there's so many subject matters and so many people posting, and what do you think about this? So you just can go all over the place. It doesn't have to be in one little area, you know. You can go, there's so many areas that you can go into. It's amazing. Just try to spread out, you know, spread out. Don't do the same thing in the same place every day. Move around. So I mean, do that also, but move around to other areas also. Keep it going.
Well, see, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that's what I don't, you know, like on even on Care 2, I know really of one area. So that's one of the things I guess I need to learn is how to do that. Kind of spreading out, even on manifestation, which I like that. That's one of my favorites. But I like posting on those daily awakenings and questions of the day and stuff. That's fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, and actually, manifestation is like a very like there are million not millions but maybe millions. There are many websites that are exactly the same as manifestation in terms of the layout, because manifestation is really not actually a social network. It's a forum. And there are forums all over the internet.
Uh-huh.
So if you like forums, then just, you know, knock yourself out, because you can find thousands of them. And they're all exactly the same. Same, you need a username, you log in, you post, everything looks the same, all the buttons are in the same places, because they're all based off of the same templates, the same, like, HTML. So... yeah, if you like that, then that's great. Maybe that could be useful.
You know, there's one that Ma had mentioned to me called Diaspora. I still don't understand that one. I go back there and I signed up, but I that one is like confusing me. Do you know anything about that one, Ma?
No, but if you remember, just a few months ago, you guys were flabbergasted by Care 2, and now you're in love with it. So I think that it may be part of the process.
That's true.
I enjoy Facebook and Twitter. Twitter's nice, but Twitter you can't post very much at one time. It gives you that limit on the amount of spaces.
The key is just putting the URL there and drawing attention.
Right.
Whatever word you put there, you want to draw attention,
right,
to someone, you know, and that way then they'll go to that URL and check it out. So that's the key. A lot of people are very clever with that. They know how to grab your attention. It's what the words that you use. So it's just a lot of tidbits.
Learn from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Actually, in general, we post a lot more on social networks than most people. Like, most people use social networks just to post a sentence or two at a time. It's actually fairly unusual to see paragraphs or excerpts to the size we post. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's one of the reasons Twitter is so popular. It caters specifically to that. Small, quick excerpts.
That's true.
But there's still, you can say quite a lot. It's 140 character. So you might just... go to the limit.
Well, that's true. And you can also, Xavier, excerpting, you don't have to put the whole sentence. Mm-hmm. You can put dot, dot, part of the sentence, yeah. And then, you know, and put in the URL there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I should, hold on a second. All right, don't hold on. Keep talking, but I'm going to find you guys something that you might find interesting. Yeah, I'll share my screen again once I find it.
If we find good videos also to share, I wish we had more videos of the missions.
We actually have a new video. We just shoot in, just finish it up for the mission, and I think that's a video can easily be shared everywhere.
Oh, great.
Do we have a URL to go look at it, Izzy?
Yeah, I can.
In the news brief here.
Yeah, I can get it for us. Let's see.
I think actually you guys can go ahead and post that everywhere you want. It's done. It's finished. And it's well done.
It's the good job. The problem is that it's sort of like she says things like the literature on this page and stuff like that because she made it for the author page. So it's not completely entirely related, but it's amazing. So it would still be very useful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she shows those pages. People think she's talking about those pages.
Sure, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is the URL to Shirin's video. I'm posting it in the chat. Everybody can take a look at that, bookmark it, and such. Mm-hmm. And this is what I was going to talk about. Let me show my screen real quick. And I'll post the URL to this, too. This is, I'm not going to play it, but this is a talk from this guy named Z Frank, and I don't know who he is, but apparently he's very into social networking and stuff like that. And I actually didn't think it was that good of a talk, but it's mostly him explaining all the...
I'm sorry.
sorry, Kish. I think your computer was feeding back the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say that Z Frank's web... Anyway, the talk is mostly about the things that he's managed to make happen using social networks. And I think that, like, he's made really stupid things happen because he doesn't really have, like a long-term... He's not like, interested in social change or anything like that. So the stuff he's made happen is really sort of useless, but it's also pretty amazing in terms of, like, getting people together to do stuff. So you guys might all be interested in watching this video. I just posted the link.
Oh, great. I came across a beautiful a song I posted on my Facebook. Was it yesterday or last night? But she's singing Maitreya. It's so beautiful. It's very soft. I don't know whether anybody went in with the tweet or not, but I put it on Twitter and on Facebook. Deva Prem, a female vocalist, and her voice was just very beautiful, and she was saying Maitreya. It was gorgeous, just beautiful. Maybe just take a listen and see what you think.
Maybe you can email it to us. I can find it, but...
Diva Himal?
Yes, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Dram Maitreya.
It's spelled differently. They spell it M-I-T instead of M-A-I-T. But if you listen to it, it's very beautiful.
Can you hear it?
No, sorry, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the URL.
Mm-hmm. Now, can we click on these URLs and we won't lose the room?
No, they'll open separately in your browser. It'll stay open.
Okay.
That's a beautiful song.
Very beautiful.
There we are. Okay.
There it is.
Ask a question about when it says embed. What does that mean? I've never clicked on that, but I'd usually do the share. What does that mean if I clicked on the embed?
Sure. So if you go ahead and click on embed, actually, I can show this on my screen to show what I'm talking about. Okay, so here is the video. Do you guys all see this? Mm-hmm. And if you go down here, you have all sorts of sharing options. So this is share on Facebook, Twitter, and stuff. You're used to that. And then if you click on embed, it opens this, and it's called the embed code. This is HTML. And you copy this and paste it into the website or the web page that you want to embed the code on. So this is if you have your own website and you want to have this video play on your website. Then you paste this code into your website code, and it'll add it there. Or if you have a blog or something like that, something where in the background there's code, then you paste it there, and it'll play it. So do you know how we had the yoga videos and the Pilates videos playing on our website? That we didn't actually have the videos on our website. The videos were on a service called Vimeo, and then we embedded the videos on our website. So that's what it does.
Are they on YouTube?
No, they're on a service called Vimeo. V-I-M-E-O.
Can we put those on YouTube?
Unfortunately, the YouTube has a maximum length of 15 minutes per video, and also like a size limit. So we would have to split the videos, and it's possible if somebody wants to do it, that'd be great. But we didn't felt it wasn't something that we could do easily.
Unless you are a premium member,
right? And the only way you can be a premium member is if they're convinced they can make money off of you, basically. So if you prove that a lot of people watch your videos, then you can become one.
Okay.
Or if you're a nonprofit organization, but not religious.
That's so unfair.
Yep.
Now, what about if you push the add to button? I always go to the share, so I've never done the others. The add to, what would happen then?
The add to is specific to YouTube. You can have a playlist or favorites of YouTube videos for your personal account so that you don't forget something, basically. So it doesn't have anything to do with sharing with other people. It's for yourself.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
We can use embedded news brief, don't we?
We can use it on our individual articles. Probably we couldn't use it on the email itself, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what they use for the snippets.
Right, exactly.
Story.
Oh, okay.
If you guys read Maitreya's snippets this month, he had a video there, and that was how that was embedded from somewhere.
Okay.
So is there anything else about social networking or any other questions, advice, I think what Tahira said is a good idea about everyone becoming an expert. Not Tahira. I think what Maitreya said is a good idea about everyone becoming an expert.
It's a good idea no matter who said it.
I think it was a good idea that was said. That everyone should become an expert in this, in one place. And so if you guys come across a network that you like Tahira, Kirsha said that she liked the forums, for example. And in Andamas, she suggested that place. I don't know, just if you guys come across something that you like, you might want to consider sending it to here an email saying, I'll become an expert on this part, and then focus all your efforts on that, you know, instead of jumping from one network to another, like settle down and stick to it and really make it good.
I have my list. I go Facebook, Care2, Twitter, then wherever else. Alliance, Manifestation. The original one that we went on, we can't get on there anymore.
Right. I found that too.
Alliance?
Alliance for Humanity.
Yeah.
It's gone, really?
Yeah. I couldn't get on. I tried today, too.
Yeah. That's interesting. I tried a few times in this room.
I'm not sure if it's permanent, though. From what they said, it sounds like it's a temporary thing.
Oh, sorry, really? This network is currently unavailable. Interesting.
And you see those words there, Tahira, that you have to type out on Care2? On Care2, I can't type any new posts because it gives me a code like that to type out. And I'll type it out correctly. It'll give me a new one and a new one. And I'll type them out correctly, but it'll never let my post go through for some reason. I can respond to other posts, but I can't post a new post on there.
You can pull up on the screen, and I'll pull up the same thing, and then I'll go with you, and we can see where it's
okay. Sounds good.
Also, a suggestion is that sometimes those are case sensitive, so maybe you weren't really focusing on whether you had the words capitalized or not.
I knew that. And then sometimes they have numbers, too, and okay. I knew that as well.
Interesting. Okay.
Some are very difficult.
Sometimes they are, yes.
Okay, well, hopefully Tahira can help you with that. That's interesting. So.
And also, if everybody learns how to use this GoToMeeting and you want to come together and show and learn and teach each other, you know, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. If like, personally, like what you were just saying, Tahira, if you want to get together with Kyosha on this so you can see each other's screens, absolutely, let us know.
Could I do something right now? I have this... a microphone, a headset, and I want to plug it in to see if it would work while I'm talking, while we have someone I can feedback with. Could I do that now just for a minute?
Sure. Go for it.
Let's see what happens. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. You might have to now go to audio setup under the audio tab. And
on the GoToMeeting control panel or on my computer? I mean,
on the GoToMeeting control panel. And then you'll see it says microphone setup and speakers setup. And probably there will be a couple of options in that drop-down box. Probably you're still using your computer microphone. You'll have to switch it to what you just plugged in. To test.
Okay, because I'm hearing you through the earphones now. I can hear you through there rather than through the
computer. Oh, well, that's good.
So I'm not sure how my voice sounds now. Does it sound any different coming across?
Not to me. It sounded the same.
Sounds the same.
So that's why I was wondering. Maybe you accidentally. Maybe it hasn't switched over yet. You could check and see if it's switched over.
So on the control panel, it says use mic and speakers, where I'm on.
I go down a little, and there should be a blue word, say audio setup.
No, it just says chat.
Right above there, there's nothing that says audio setup?
Audio mode. No, it says, got the attendees list with all the names, and it says audio, and then it's got chat, and then it's got the URLs.
So in that audio tab, there's nowhere that says audio setup. Are you sure?
Let me click on it. No, it just has it shows me talking. The green is flashing when I'm talking. There's two little services: use telephone or use mic and speakers. That's the only thing that comes to that.
It's interesting. Yeah. Okay, you can also go. Maitreya, I could stay after with Tahira and do this if you think we should.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Sure. Because it is 8:30, so we can probably end the meeting here. And then me and Tahira can stick around and work on this.
Shalom, everyone.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom, Maitreji and everyone.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, Maitreya.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Good meeting.
Thanks, God.
Good
for the meeting. Thanks, God.